So even at home, I didn't sing in front of my family. I wrote and played music when no one was home. So I was like terrified to play in front of people. The stage fright was terrifying. I like wanted everyone to see me, but also wanted no one to see me.
Person, it was all virtually messaging through each other, and you had helped me out with quite a few patients, and I was very grateful. And so I'm like, I think first time was when I said, "What is your favorite coffee? I'm bringing you coffee tomorrow, so tell me." And then I stopped by the clinic, and I think that was the first time we finally met in person.
And you came in and you brought me
Oh my God,
I think
two. There
you
was
brought me two
two
because you
because
ordered it twice. And
something
I didn't
happened.
even give it to someone else. I took them all for myself.
I love
I ate
it.
both croissants and drank both
I
coffees.
love it.
I think I was 18 when I sent my just like garage band recordings over to this guy, Tyler Ward, who was living in Aurora at the time, actually. And he was on YouTube and he was a music producer. And I sent him my stuff and he was like, yeah, come in and record. That's when I started. He like introduced me to what YouTube was. I didn't know what YouTube was at the time. So we started doing covers. And then
And about what year is this at this point?
this is like 2009,
Okay.
2009,
I think that was about
2010.
the height of YouTube when it really became popular.
Yeah. So I had just graduated high school in 2009. And Tyler brought me in on some of his projects to collaborate with him and sing some covers together, which are on YouTube, which, it's like sometimes I look at them and I like cringe a little bit just because
I think
it's
we all do with some of our old,
2009.
exactly, old videos, old photos we see of ourselves, the hairdos, the style,
If
all of
you
it.
see, I mean, I went through every hair color and every hairstyle. Like, I just, it's, ooh. But yeah, so I was so I kind of and so I gained popularity doing covers with Tyler. And then he was like, let's get your originals out there. And so that's kind of when my original music started to be showcased and kind of took off from there. And I have a few albums out there. They're on Spotify, Apple, YouTube, pretty much anywhere you can.
I think that's so cool.
They're everywhere.
That's so cool. I love it.
I ended up, she was like, you should send your music to this guy, Tyler Ward. So I was just like, okay, let's see what happens. And I did. And when he came back and was like, I love this, let's record these. And I went and I saw that he had like an actual, I mean, it was like in the basement of his parents' house, but it was like a real professional studio. Like the whole basement had been turned into a studio. And I had never been in a music studio, so it felt very like overwhelming. And I was like, where am I? But I remember when he first played the final product to me, and we were just like dancing in the basement, and I was like, oh my God. And ever since I was a kid, I've always done this thing when I get excited. I'm like, it's like, I don't know, it's like a weird tick. I don't know. But like, I just remember being like in the studio, like, we kind of had like a whole crew that we all hung out together, and they were all very like well behaved and like Tyler had a very big Christian following. So he started out as like a Christian musician. So that following kind of started following me. And so I had this kind of front that I put on in a way that was like, yeah, I'm also good.
Good Christian
I'm a
girl.
goody-goody and I'm like well behaved, and that was not true. Like the truth was that I was like trying to get all of them to drink with me and like party with me, and like and they all kind of knew me as like, oh, Katie, she's like crazy, you know what I mean? And also at the time I just like was so I was really overwhelmed by like I knew I wanted to write music. I knew I wanted to play music. I had no idea what to do with that. I didn't know where to go with it. I didn't know how to act. I didn't know any of the other parts of it. So when I played my first gig opening up for Tyler at the Bluebird, and there was like 2,500 people there, I tried to back out of it, actually. My name was on the marquee, and I tried to back out at the last minute. When they were doing the sound check, I like ran off stage and was like, I can't do this. And Tyler's like, okay, your name is on the marquee. You like,
yeah,
you gotta play.
It's a big deal though.
And I was only playing three songs that night, and I was freaking out. I don't want you looking at me. And if you're looking at me, I have to like sit a certain way with like, you know what I mean? Yeah. And so all eyes being on you, and then singing and playing a song that's like vulnerable from the heart. I was always so afraid of how it would be received. Like I just wanted everyone to love me. I think it was like a few times in, I drank too much before, and I got really like nervous and self-conscious, and like also really just like egotistical. And yeah. I was like, you know what? No one's listening to me. They're all watching the TVs. I mean, it's a sports bar. Like I'm background music, you know? But I was like, oh, they're not like all looking at me. They're not all paying attention. And I was like drunk, you know? So I was just like, got really in my head too. And was like, I'm just going to cut the set short. No one will even notice anyway. And like, they were paying me. So I was basically like, you know, screwing them over.
Right.
And my dad is a musician, and he plays, or he used to play for like thousands in Texas. And he actually sat me down and was like, this is, you know, he knew that I had been drinking. So we had a conversation about that. And he also was like, this is going to happen. They're not here to see you. You made a commitment. You need to follow through with that commitment. This is a job, you know? And so there was that, and I ended up like getting fired from that. Like I lost that.
How did you feel as your dad's talking to you about all this? Like, did you?
I was bawling. Even
comprehended, or like,
I was bawling my eyes out because I knew that he was right, and I knew that I've been very lucky that my parents are like, I can really open up to them. Like my parents have never made it to where I'm afraid to approach them. Yeah. And like, that's been a huge gift of my life, is that I've never felt the need to hide. I mean, I've lied to my parents. I've hid things. I've hid, you know, but there's always a moment where I come out with everything. Yeah. And I'm just like, have a full on breakdown. And I'm like, I don't know what to do. And they've always been there for me.
Hi guys, if you enjoyed this content and you yourself are struggling with any sort of mental health or any sort of substance use addiction, feel free to reach out to Access Integrated Mental Health or at accessaximh.com.